Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
All right, freaks, thanks for joining us for the podcast. Rate the episode, share the episode, hit that little follow button. We'd appreciate that as well. And reach out to us on socials, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Charlotte's Morning Mix, etc. Tell me, if you think, they asked on this Reddit list, things that people find disgusting, but other people find normal. Kids came up a lot. But that's all that
kids,
issue. Yeah, kids
disgusting.
Up a lot.
Disgusting.
Well, I think some people probably who don't have kids might think they're like filthy and dirty and stuff. Sometimes,
oh, okay, kids can be little germ mongers, but yeah, that doesn't make them disgusting.
So can adults.
Well, some of this stuff,
right? Like, why are we throwing stones?
Well, a lot of these lists you might not find disgusting either. How about people breathing, breath being in your face? Even though it's good breath, bad breath, doesn't matter. Even if it's good breath or bad breath?
Yeah. Not a fan.
No?
Not a fan.
If it's good breath, like, even if it's like your intimate person, you're still
If it's an intimate situation, but like, I don't like generally want someone breathing in my face. Like when someone says, oh, what's my breath smell like? And it's like,
you don't want to do that?
Like, yeah. Oh, I'm willing to help you out, but let's not make it a habit.
Yeah. You can apologize
for
that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
breath
the breath.
In the face.
Yeah, no.
This one says dirty dishwater. Like they can't even handle touching it if it's really dirty.
Oh, I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me. No, I mean, I wash
it. Gloves.
I like my hands down in there.
Yeah, see, I've always washed dishes. Even if we have a dishwasher, I wash the dishes before I put them in the dishwasher. Because that's how we were with my mom, like growing up, that you wash the dishes instead of putting them in the dishwasher.
And then you put them in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Well, the technology is hopefully better in a dishwasher now.
Well,
that's what I'll go with. But if it's really filthy, yeah. How about someone has a heavy cough and you can hear the phlegm in there? Is that does that bother you? Not a dry cough.
Hey, my mom, her name was Wheezy.
Yeah,
I'm used
good
to
point,
it.
Yeah.
When you grow up with smokers, you're like, hey.
My daughter just hates it. And she gets mad at me, and I'm like, I can't help it.
It is a very
it is maddening.
And especially now, it's unnerving.
Yeah.
Post COVID, coughs are unnerving.
Although sometimes you'll hear somebody coughing at a restaurant or movie theater. And you can tell they just can't get that last part out.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go over and go, come on, fella. Let it rip.
Pat him on the back.
You got this. You so got this.
There's a loogie in there that wants out.
Pat him on the back so badly.
What do you do when you cough up something and you feel this in your mouth? Do you re-swallow?
Oh, my God.
What
oh, my
what
God. You're disgusting.
No, what do you do?
I'm getting sick. No, I'm getting sick.
Seriously,
I'm
what do you do?
Sick. I'm getting
roll
sick.
Roll down the window and spit it out.
But then
you get a tissue, you go somewhere.
I don't have anything. Yeah. I re-swallow on occasion.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to re-swallow.
No.
What do you mean you got to?
If there's no Kleenexes around, there's no nothing. And it's a big one. We're talking about. And even if you
need to grab a trash can and take
nothing.
It with you wherever
I'm in
you
a car.
Hey,
roll down the window.
You keep stuff in your car. From now on, you keep stuff in your car.
You never re-swallowed a big fat loogie?
I will choose not
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't even.
Really?
I can't
I think it's normal. I'll put it up for debate.
I have never done this in my
entire
life. You know what? When you put this debate up, say, this is the debate that Ramona did not want any part of.
Right.
Even though Ramona was in the room.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Okay. I disagree. How about how do you feel about super long nails? Yeah, I don't like it.
The ones that like curl and then they become like curly fries. You know what I mean?
Right.
When they get to the point that they're so long that they become curly fries, I'm out.
Because I think they're dirty, don't you think?
Not that I think they're dirty. That point, they get creepy for me.
Now, Liz's right now are long. They bother me a bit, but I wouldn't
say
disgusting.
They're not long. When you say long, I'm thinking Megan Thee Stallion.
No.
That you can
Cardi
click
B.
with your nails
Khloe
together.
Khloe Kardashian.
They don't disgust me.
Right.
They don't disgust me.
I'm okay if they did. I had a woman that had the long, curly fry nails.
Oh, God.
And the question that went around, first of all, like watching her type was high-key, hilarious. But I would always have a male coworker that would be like, how does she blank her blank when she goes to the bathroom? I've never gotten that idea out of my head.
I actually watched a TikTok video of a woman with curly fries nails explaining how she did it and giving a little,
tutorial.
She wasn't naked, but she had on her clothes and how she does her teepee and what she does.
Not
because
worth it.
That's a number one question people ask. Like,
number
how do you
question.
Do that?
Although it probably feels
how
good
How do you
out
pick
there.
Up change? You know what I mean? How do you?
That's even tough with these.
A lot of things.
Right.
That's even tough with these.
A lot of
there's
things.
A lot of things where I have to like...
How do you pick up if your credit card falls on the floor? Are you just lost?
Hey, Matt.
are you calling for help?
True.
Like, help.
I phone a friend.
I dropped my bank card on the ground and I can't pick it up.
No, you want to know the toughest thing? Moisturizer. Like when I have to get them out of like the little tubes and the little pots.
You gotta scoop.
You gotta scoop.
And I know how you feel about
this.
We
know they're not nose pickers, that's for sure.
Although that'd be... Yep. I just don't think you'd have the strength to pull a booger out with that, but I think
The strength. How do you with the credit card muscles weaken?
Because you can't feel
those curly fry nails are not at all functional for anything other than being curly fries.
The concept of something like skinny and short to get up there and get a concept sounds good, but I like to feel
curly
the
fry nails are neither skinny nor short.
But they can get up in a nose.
No.
What are you talking
they're
about?
They're not skinny enough to get up a nostril.
No, you said like no control.
Will you show him a picture of the nails we're talking
I know what you're
about?
Talking about
like
but
Cardi B.
I would think you could twirl it up in there. Like twirl it up. But you wouldn't have to get to feel the texture of the booger. It would just be...
How disappointing.
You wouldn't know if you're getting it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sorry. It takes the joy away from you, sir.
Oh, my God. So these aren't curly, but these are like Cardi B's like coffin nails.
Yeah, I think that'd be great
that
to pick a nose with.
Insanely long.
Except for you don't get to feel the texture, the pressure.
I mean, what are those, like 4 or 5 inches?
Yeah.
And they're pointy at the end.
Huh?
That'd be great.
Might feel good if she's scratching your back or your junk or something. Oh. But
okay. Well, listen, you guys have a great day. I have a meeting starting in a couple of minutes just made up. I'll see you on Thursday.
The Morning Mix with Matt Harrison Friends.
On Mix 107.9. Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
Give us the truth. It's Matt. It's JD. It is Liz. It's Ramona. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you catch her here.
And today, my reality is... I'm a semi-outdoor human.
Semi?
How do you do semi?
Well, she's basically, first of all, you should know that she was never an outdoor, like a zero outdoor human.
Right, right. Okay. Even though I went to camp as a kid, went to United Methodist Church camp practically every summer. I, you know, my cousins, they had an RV for their family, the Walkers. Hey, Walkers! A couple of times I would go out with their family, but I was mainly raised as an indoor human. You know, I was a latchkey kid. You come home from school, you stay inside, you don't have company, you don't sit on the phone.
Yeah.
You just sit around and watch TV and do your homework until your mom comes home.
There you go.
And then you go to bed. Like, that's, you know, and I have come to realize that that's been my adult life, too, to a certain extent.
You don't like bugs. You don't like changing weather situation.
I like a particular temperature.
Right.
I like comfortable seating. Yeah. I was born into indoor plumbing.
Okay, good.
Electricity.
Yeah. You don't want an outhouse.
I don't want an outhouse.
Porta potty.
That cannot happen. You know, I would, if you give me the opportunity to either possibly explode by holding in my poo or going to a porta potty.
What?
I'm gonna say, okay, if I explode,
how bad could it be?
How bad will it be? You know what I mean? Because I hate those experiences.
I gotcha.
So I've been trying to get outdoors more because I know it's the healthy thing to do and I want my brain to be healthy. You know my experience as a dementia caregiver. I am brain obsessed, okay? Uh-huh. So I'm trying to get outdoors more because I know it's what's supposed to happen. But I know I have very strict boundaries around my electricity and my potty. So I've been going to the RV show with our coworker and friend Montressa, and she invited me to come out on her Class A RV for glamping. And I'm still very skeptical. She has all the things because I know what this RV looks like. I dream of this RV.
This is not a tent. You would not do a tent.
Come on.
Yeah,
Matt.
Okay, you're right. RV,
Matt.
RV, RV, RV.
So I get to the campsite to meet her and her sisters. They're the Barbie sisters, their real name. And
The Barbie sisters are already set up there, and I am arriving at the campsite, and I see the sign that says bathhouse as I'm coming into the campground. Yeah. It says bathhouse.
Well, yeah.
When was the last time you even heard that term, and what comes to mind when you think of a bathhouse?
San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, JD, what comes to your mind when you see the two words bathhouse?
Like a Russian bathhouse.
Kids,
that you would go to.
Respond in the comments. Yeah. What do you think of when you see a sign that says bathhouse? I'm like, I'm in trouble.
The Romans.
I am in trouble. How do I go meet them, say hi, just wait till I have to go to the bathroom, and then I'm gone.
But you're
not
staying very long. I mean, you're not staying for 2 weeks or something.
No, but I'm staying till Monday. The plan was to
you might not need a bath in a
leave
week.
There and come straight to work on Monday.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, uh-oh, Monique can't do this because I've been online. You know I'm not going to do this without investigating, and I know there's a thing called a black tank.
A black tick?
A black tank.
A black tank?
RVs have something called a black tank. When you read about it, you'll be like, oh my God.
Okay, where's it keep the
this is horror. But also, in an RV, you're in a very close situation where if you your business right here.
Yeah, yeah. Noise, like, sound, smell.
It's got all the convenience of home, but the bathroom and the kitchen are like this far away, like an inch.
Come on.
So now I'm, bathhouse, I have to poo.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Right now you do?
No.
You just pulled in, you do?
No, it's maybe after a day because I've now held it.
Okay.
For like overnight.
That's the lock for you, huh? It's okay. I know. For some people, it is.
Like, now my stomach is like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And if I do something in the RV, will other people be inconvenienced?
Oh, yeah, because they got to clean it out later.
Right!
They got to clean
it
out.
Not only do you worry about the smell, but you worry like, oh, my gosh.
I'm getting in a car and leaving.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to be helpful. But if they want me to help with that black tank, I can't.
Go in the woods.
I simply cannot do it. I cannot go in the woods. And my only option is bathhouse.
So what happens?
I wait until everybody's outside, like doing other things.
Uh-huh.
And I run in and do my business in the RV.
Oh,
because
no.
Then I figure at that point.
Oh, no.
No one at least will smell it. And maybe they won't know where I disappeared to. And. You know, today they'll be emptying out the black tank and be like, whoa.
Yes, that's the thing.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, you can't do that.
And so,
because they got to clean it out.
Well, but I also knew that there were four of us.
Yeah, but nobody's going to.
One person was only staying for a couple of hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm also trying to figure out how much could be in the black tank. So I feel like I got away with it.
No.
Until I now have to number one. And one of the Barbie sisters says, hey, can you use the bathhouse? We have to clean out.
Yes. Oh, that's... Oh. So now you have to admit it.
Admit what? They're cleaning it out.
No, they have to, but you have to tell them because otherwise they might not
clean
it.
They know what happened.
Oh.
They obviously know what happened. They're cleaning out the black tank already.
Oh, already?
So now I have to go to number one in the bathhouse.
How did it go?
And it went okay. I survived it. And I was very pleased that there was running water in there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And not people
yeah.
doing strange things in there.
Not that, yeah.
I mean, if
eventually.
You also, not only when you think of the words bathhouse, but if you've ever worked in the news industry, nothing good happens in the campground bathroom. Follow the news.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
No, if you follow the news. But if you actually go to these places, you find that there are amazingly kind
yes,
people
of course.
Doing great outdoors things with the comforts of home.
So you're going back.
I'm going back.
All right.
I'm a glamper now, y'all. I am a glamper.
The Morning Mix with Matt Harrison friends.
On Mix 107.9.
It's Matt. It's JD. It's Liz. And it is Ramona Holloway because it's a Thursday. Or it's a Tuesday. I wish it was a Thursday. This article out of the Wall Street Journal says fridge magnets may be gone.
I don't like that.
Industry is moving away from magnetic materials. However, if you're like a renter or something, you know, because they say because the low-end fridges will still have magnetic fronts.
Mm-hmm.
The fancier ones, not so much.
When are we going to see this change happen?
It's happening now as we speak.
My cousin Rose is going to be devastated.
Yeah,
don't even know what color her refrigerator is.
Because there's so many magnets and everything.
Covered with magnets.
Yeah.
That's how ours was, too. Like, my mom's fridge, you couldn't see the steel on it at all.
There are whole magnet collectors out there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. People would collect magnets or and people collect the spoons and stuff when you travel.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Weird things like that. I think the collectibles are going to die off because we have now actual pictures of where we've been and what we've done. Before, the only way to remember you were in St. Augustine was to get a spoon or a snow globe or a refrigerator magnet or something.
So when do you think cameras were invented, Matt Harris?
Well, yeah.
They've been around even when we were doing
spoons. We had pictures back in the day, too.
But like, not as...
There are
Men had people painting on canvas.
But not as many. Not nearly as many. And now we have them. And my parents didn't waste a picture on much of anything. It had to be, we had 12 pictures or whatever
it was. So you think that souvenir shops are becoming obsolete?
No, I think that souvenir shops will still be there, but the collectible type things will be different. That's my theory.
Okay, there might be different collectibles. Yeah, like, spoons and bells, I'm pretty much thinking, are going the way of the Meemaw.
Yeah. I think even the collectibles Meemaw will be not as, you'll get t-shirts and things, you know, but I don't think, things like that, but I don't know about the things to remember where you were, because what you'll do is you'll print up a picture and put it, because you have a million of them, and you'll put it in a frame or something for
perhaps
a few years and you'll throw it away.
Perhaps this is the auntie of me. I like shopping where I go to get something that reminds me of that trip.
Sure.
But it's not those types of collectibles. You're right.
It's not
but
a collectible.
But it is something. It's more of like, an elephant that I found because I collect elephants. And, that's the elephant I got here. Or, like, I found a silk kimono when I was in France, and it reminds me of French fashion.
But it doesn't say...
It doesn't say Paris on the back.
Yes, right.
See, I don't like those types of
I think
of
those that
souvenirs.
Thing's going... and I think a lot of it is because you can... And, yeah, we had pictures, but did we really do... You know, there wasn't that many pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, then you had to wait to go to the, whatever store, and then you had to do it, then you had to get the size. Because now you get a frame, you can shove a picture in there, easy peasy.
It wasn't about what you had to do. It was about what you got to do.
You have to do,
I mean, I would go to CVS or wherever I was getting my pictures developed. I couldn't get out of the store before I started looking at my pictures. It was so exciting. If I made it out of the store, I only made it to the car before I started whipping through those things to see the five pictures that actually came out good. And
the other ones are all exposed.
Why did I have a picture of my thumb?
So that's right. So see, now we have good pictures.
Right, but that does... I think what you're talking about is styles change. So there was a time when spoons and thimbles were really popular. Not as popular anymore, but there will still be lighters and other things that people like.
But do they keep them, or they just use them for the weekend and then...
It all depends. There are people who are keepers and people who are not.
I'm telling you,
there is a mom somewhere who has every Mother's Day gift her kids ever made, and a mom who's thanks, and when the kids turn their head, she's dumped it in the trash.
Yeah, that's me all the way. It is the Morning Mix, Matt and Friends.
Glad you own it.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.